current Death Valley temperature, 297 degrees. Some like
it hot. Hot town, summer in the city. Hot
valley. So that's why you're feeling hot, hot, hot.
Some like it hot.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
That's hot.
Some like it hot.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, should Nevada teachers have the right to opt out of the teachers union at any time instead of just 2 weeks in the summer? That's all they have, 2 weeks. And it's not really publicized. You know, when you want to keep people's money in your pocket, you make sure that they don't know about it. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Just log on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's results, do you think the rise in the incidence of rage are because of the COVID-19 regulations? That's what the, you know, analysts are saying. Oh, everybody's all tense and stressed out. Huh. I'm not believing that. 59% said no. Don't think that. 41% think it is, though. Appreciate your time spending your time with me and answering today's poll questions. A little finger on the pulse. Of course, most people don't trust surveys anyway. Everybody can use the results to their advantage. Me, I just want to know what you're thinking about. Hitting back to Nevada teachers. Want to let you know, as a parent, if you are not happy with the way things are going. Paul White and I tried to stress this upon people a couple of years ago. If you're not happy with the Washoe County School District or your school district, wherever you may live, then pull them out of class. There is a free workshop tomorrow. Keynote speakers going to be Joey Gilbert, attorney and homeschool parent. 5 p.m. at the Spirit-Filled Church, Goldie Way in Sparks. That is a beautiful, beautiful church. You'll learn the easy how-to steps from local parents who are already doing this. By the way, homeschooling is up by 13%. You'll learn how to homeschool. You'll learn about co-op classes, so you don't have to do it on your own. There are other parents in the exact same boat as you. You'll learn about charter and private school choices and online learning. Online learning, you have to be careful, though, in my opinion, because it's all about who's doing the instruction. I'm not talking about the Washoe County online learning because, well, Washoe County's online learning is just the same curriculums as everything else. So if you want to participate in this, you can register online at Republican Women of Reno. wildapricot.org. Or you can just call Melanie Sutton. If you want any information on this, just let me know. I'll send you the flyer. But again, your child is a dollar sign to the school districts. They're just a dollar sign. If you pull them out, people will start waking up. And best of all, you're going to meet other parents who, like I said, are in the exact same boat. And you do it together. People all across the country are getting together and doing this. As we continue on, in the last segment, I mentioned that the FBI, you know, the whole insurrection thing. I would keep forgetting to mention Gretchen Whitmer, probably because I just want to put her out of my mind. She is just so evil. The FBI allegedly used at least 12 informants in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This is according to a new filing in federal court. Defense attorneys said they will argue that the FBI induced or persuaded the defendants to go along with the violent scheme. Because you remember when this happened, right? Who they were blaming it on? They were blaming it on Trump supporters, if you don't remember. It's all to push the agenda. But Monica, what agenda is that?
Today is the first full day of the New World Order. Outdoor gatherings are limited to 2 people. Exercise is allowed, but no further than a 10-kilometre radius from your home. Browsing in shops is not permitted. Only 1 person per household may leave to do essential shopping. And from tomorrow, funerals are limited to 10 people.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1-in-100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. This is the new world order. This is the new world order.
Today is the first full day of the new world order. The new world order. The new world, new world, new world order.
I want to be straight with you. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. I repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Surveillance will need to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced and quarantined. Communities will still need to be engaged.
It is a big idea, a new world order. New world order. We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves, a shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
It's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government.
To lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
They keep pushing that word.
Keep pushing that word. New world order. Did you recognize the voices? Klaus Schwab, George Bush, Joe Biden, newscasters from around the country, around the world. But see, here's the problem. You. This country. Because we're not buying into that. We've figured Fauci out. We've figured our media out. We've figured out our elected representatives. So what do? We wake up the rest of the sleeping sheep. Everything you see going on around you right now. And I do mean everything. Fires, drought, lack of food, food shortages coming. Made it into the national news the other day. Stores are stocking up because they're afraid that they're not going to be able to get their supplies in a few months. And if you actually, this one article I was looking at, again, you gotta read to the bottom. So the article that I was looking about about the stores stocking up. Well, guess what? They're already not receiving about 20% of the product that they've been ordering. For what grocery stores order, that's a lot of product. You see things missing. I mean, we've picked up on it at Sam's Club, something that we have bought every single month. Every single month for probably the last year and a half. We can't get it now. Where did it go? It's a processed food, that's why. Processing plants, grain storage. Obviously, they're not going to do this all at once. So when you see grain silos exploding, when you see fires at the largest food distribution center in Kent, it all adds up, and it's going to keep adding up. So the fires, the drought, the food, the cattle, the school system. Elected representatives walking out of votes. It's all tied to the same result. It's the Monica Jay Show. Truth over fear porn.
This is not headline news. Harrison Ford turned 79 today. He vowed to make Indiana Jones 5 if it was the last thing he did. And it seems to be turning out that way. Coffee prices are skyrocketing. How much of an increase? Starbucks is offering 36-month financing on all Frappuccinos. According to a new survey, people's favorite childhood memories include playing with friends, watching cartoons, and not knowing what a Kardashian was. And a storm caused the New York City subway system to flood. It was something to see, especially the rats that were able to surf to safety on their slices of pizza. This is not headline news.
Live and local with Monica Jay, 99.1 is FM Talk.
It is FM Talk, live and local FM Talk at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. I was trying to just in the administration part there, trying to get that flyer for you for pulling kids out of school and homeschooling for that conference is going on tomorrow, but I am not able to do it. So you just have to text me or send me an email, and I'll forward this link to you. Again, it's tomorrow, though, 5 p.m., if you want to learn how to homeschool your kids, Spirit-Filled Church, 3175 Goldie Way in Sparks. Updating just a couple of things here. I wanted to make sure that I got this story out to you today. From the Daily Caller, another great source to watch. Report from Politics, the DNC wants phone companies to police text messages for vaccine misinformation. So you know it's going to spread from that, from vaccine misinformation to, you know, fraud in elections and everything else they're doing. So call people. I know it seems strange. Stop texting. Remember those wonderful words? Data rates may apply. They charge you for your texts. Oh, well, no, we're on a special plan. Mm-hmm. Get you all wrapped up with these conveniences. Oh, just text real quick. Yeah, they're monitoring your texts. Because if the DNC is now asking for them to do it, well, trust me, they've already been doing it. They're just giving you the clue now. It's like, oh, you mean my texts are being monitored? We've given away our right to privacy. We gave it away a long time ago. To be honest with you, I don't know if we can get it back. Personally, I don't think we can. Between social media and our high gadget phones, between the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, the head spinning, we do not have the right to privacy. We've signed it away. We've given it away. We've sold it down the roads. So when is the censorship going to stop? It's not, unless you fight back. Because they're pulling some tricks out there that just is not good. This just in from Blaze.com, another site that I follow, The Blaze. California judge rules shooting victims can now sue, wait for it, Smith & Wesson, the gun manufacturer. Do you think it's going to stop at Smith & Wesson? Let's draw a parallel. So, criminal has a gun. Shoot someone. Now the victim's going to have to look into the full story. Maybe victim's families can now sue the gun manufacturer. Okay. So no personal responsibility for the person actually pulling the trigger. Well, let's use Toyota as an example, since they have decided to stop donating to Republicans who objected to the 2020 election. So, say one of these criminals runs out of bullets out of his Smith & Wesson and decides that person's got to go. I got to get him. And drives over the top of him. Does that person now get to sue Toyota? Because the moron was driving that particular manufactured vehicle? No. Because they want you disarmed. That is the whole point of this. They want you disarmed. And why is that? Well, because you're a lot easier to control when you can't fight back. As we look into history, what happened after they took away their guns? Well, Castro murdered 100,000 unarmed citizens. Hitler murdered 6 million unarmed citizens. Stalin, 50 million unarmed citizens. And Mao, the worst of the worst, Chairman Mao, 60 million unarmed citizens. This is just the start, people. This is why they want to destroy the Second Amendment. And I don't know about you, but it's not going to happen on my watch. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
More? What more could I do? Well, it's up to you, actually, if, you know, got to contact Jerry. I'm willing to do another hour. It is the Monica Jay Show, so just getting all these questions in now. And you know what? It's not about all these different things. Should they sue the machete manufacturer, the axe manufacturer, or the knife manufacturer? If you drown a person in your bathtub, should they sue the bathtub manufacturer? The list goes on and on. If you stab somebody in the neck with a pen or a pencil, do you sue the manufacturer? It's not about any of this. It's about your Second Amendment rights, and it is about disarming you. Since they can't, or at least since more and more people are fighting back and they can't destroy the Second Amendment, they'll destroy the companies that, well, let you enjoy your Second Amendment. They tried to tax ammo. They tried to create shortages. People started making their own. This is the fight that we are in. It's the Monica Jay Show, but it's your show. 884-9910. Jason's on the line, wants to talk about the homeless issue that we've got going on. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hey, Monica, two stories for you. I went to the hospital for surgery, and my roommate was a homeless person, and he decided while I was still sleeping to eat my lunch because his was cold.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my next story or question is, how do we, who do I contact about them, the homeless people dumping their garbage and not being charged with littering?
The city. Constantly keep, be a thorn in their side, Jason, because they're not used to people speaking up. And so when you start contacting the, you know, the code department, the police department, the city itself, and start complaining about this and keep complaining about it, then maybe they'll get off their duffs and do something. And instead of destroying a, you know, treasured childhood memory where people used to go and play baseball and putting up a big tent that doesn't seem to be doing anything, maybe they'll do something for you.
Right. I just wanted to see who I needed to call about, because they're just popping up and throwing their garbage all over the place. And if I was to do that, I'd get charged with $1,000.
Exactly. You'd be charged with littering.
Okay. Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Jason. You know, these people keep coming up with these Band-Aid fixes, and they pat themselves on the back. Oh, look, they have shelter now. Okay. Well, you just gave them a bigger tent than what they already had. The garbage is still there. The vagrancy is still there. So, just as a little side note, I went in and I was helping dismantle the rummage sale that we had had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And my friend told me that they assumed she was a homeless woman. Came in and just started putting things on, picking stuff up, wandering around, trying on different things. And when somebody approached her and said, you know, can I help you find anything? Can, you know, sizes, or, you know, can I get you a bag for your purchases? She just dropped everything and said, I'm not buying anything. So once again, the work of somebody else had to go through and pick everything up, put it back, hang it up, clean up. because laws aren't enforced, because mental health facilities are shut down. You know, just because something's not working doesn't mean you shut it down. It means you fix the problem. Look at this. We have no more institutions. Why not take some of these closed institutions, fix them back up, and start the process again of having mental health facilities, of having facilities for people who don't want to be a part of society? Some call them vagrants, some call them homeless, whatever term you choose, but enforce the law. Get people the help that they need. Get dangerous people off the streets. No, we only lock up patriots. Because when riots and looting happens, even though we have pictures of everybody's faces, we have pictures of license plates and descriptions of the cars, we don't go after those people. And actually, if someone is caught and arrested, well, they're immediately bonded, or they're immediately bailed out by the Democrats. Put back out onto the streets to cause more havoc. But if you're a patriot, then you're put away until they can find something to charge you with. Do you see the problem with that? No matter how you feel about guns, you should educate yourself with the historical facts, truths of disarmed populations. You know what? Somebody just sent me that meme, and I'm going to put that in my saved file because I like that. Speaking of the Second Amendment, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Glenn this morning. Hi, Glenn. What are your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Monica. Now, before you get all excited, let me say I'm all for gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Not the gun control the Democrats are pushing, the real gun control. That is, the U.S. government and the states issue every person both a sidearm and a rifle and 500 rounds of ammunition per each and renew as it gets used.
I love that. You know, Glenn, there are some states that require every There are counties all across this country that require families to have a gun in their household and to know how to use it.
Well, here's the problem with that. 5,000 people nationwide, on average, get convicted of felonies that they did not commit. And this is 1980 figures, okay? And out of that, that is gun control, to take the gun away. I don't care what somebody's been convicted of. They done the time. They're off of paper. They should be able to be armed. Hopefully they learn something. And we allow justifiable homicide, which the Democrats and liberals don't like, but we put that back on the books. We wouldn't have the gun, the crime problem out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know last week you were talking about this one guy that's in prison because he killed somebody else for raping somebody.
Well, Jack
Getz. I've got two questions on that. Pardon?
Jack Getz.
Yeah, I got two questions on that. One, was he Johnny on the spot while the crime was being committed, or did he hear about it and went after revenge?
No.
One would be justified, and the other would be revenge and should be prosecuted.
Yeah, that you have to educate yourself on that story, Glenn, because that actually it happened to a father. His daughter was gang raped by a gang called the Rolling Whatnots in Las Vegas, and they were terrorizing his family. And so he was leaving the house to go do some shopping, and they followed him. And the person who, you know, was the supposed boyfriend of his daughter who initiated all of this said, "I need to talk to you." And the gang, once he pulled over, the gang was threatening him, had him on his knees. He wrestled for the gun and somebody was shot and killed. So to me, this was self-defense. And, you know, it has nothing but corruption written all over it because the man didn't get a fair trial. Everybody, including his public defender, was telling him not to say anything about the gang because they, you know, they were already threatening to kill his family. So, you know, it's every situation is different. But if laws were just enforced, if people, the ones that shouldn't have the guns, you know, if those laws were enforced, this would be a much better place. Everything that they come up with attacks law-abiding citizens.
You're right. But the thing is, these gun laws that they have in place is to disarm the citizen. And that's all it is. Disarm the citizen. We need justifiable homicide recognized, which a lot of prosecutors definitely do not want.
Yeah.
People have got to be able to protect themselves.
Exactly.
Either that or you put a police officer on every street corner walking from corner A to corner B, another walking from corner B to corner C around the whole block on every block, and no department could do that.
Yeah.
None. So either let us be armed or put so many police officers walking the beat from corner to corner, and then let's talk about gun control.
Exactly. When you have the guns out of the hands of criminals, then we'll talk. Glenn, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate your time today and some good words there.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today and learning how to protect yourself. Basically, that's what we're doing. Learning the truth of what's going on in the communities, not only here, but around us. This just in, several men involved in the operation that killed Haiti's president previously worked as U.S. law enforcement informants, according to people briefed on the matter. As U.S. investigators grapple with an increasing number of Florida links to the alleged hit squad. And it was a hit squad. All you have to do is look at news outside of what's going on in this country. Sky News Australia, NTD, wherever you can find it. How many leaders around the African nation have been murdered flat out, assassinated, mysteriously died within the last 6 months? And the thing that connects them all, they were all against the COVID vaccination. Connect the dots. All right. This is not here. I'll reiterate, this is not here. This is in LA, and it's already started. A woman opening the door, seeing two people dressed in, well, bright yellow vests, masks, and hats with clipboards. And this is the response from the homeowner.
Do you see the sign that says do not disturb? Do you see that? Do you see that? It says do not disturb.
Okay.
Who are you?
Thank you.
How did you get in this building? How did you get in this building? Who are you? What are you doing here?
We are looking for people
that make the appointment for the visit. Are you responsible? Who let you in this building?
I'm with the news media, so I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know. You don't have a right to be in this building asking people. It's a violation of people's HIPAA rights.
Okay.
You don't have a right to be here. You get out of this building now. You're violating people's privacy rights. Get out. Get out now.
Wow, and she's with the news media. Good for her. That's pretty fantastic. The vaccine enforcers are already out in LA. Start asking your elected representatives now what they plan on doing. Do you plan on protecting me and my rights? Or do you plan on protecting these people who, wow, that, you can hear a very thick accent in the people with the clipboards. I wonder if they're paying illegals to go around and do this to make money. Just a thought. Let's wrap up the show with a few of your texts. Larry Elder is running for governor of California. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The same state that just a judge just allowed Smith & Wesson to be sued by shooting victims. It'll probably be more their families, but just saying. Larry Elder, they need you. Good man. Smart man. I would vote for him in a second. Couple of more of your texts. Some of them I can't mention on the air. You guys are just, you're killing me. You're crazy. Let's see. White House comment. They're using any bit of material they can online or otherwise to use as proof of radicalization. Printed pages of Telegram and Discord conversations numbering in the thousands. YouTube comments, whatever. Look for this in early September. Yeah. Biden administration is coming after you if you are an American. So, what can I say? Be safe and know your rights. Be safe and know your rights. And get a sign for your door. Preferably a nice big sign that says, "Attention, do not knock on this door to talk about the vaccine. You are trespassing on my property, and if you do not leave after reading this notice, criminal trespassing charges will be filed. Asking about the vaccination status of anyone on this property will be met with civil litigation against both the agency you represent and you as an individual. Get off my property." That pretty much says it all. And remember, your property is your body. Remember, your body, your choice. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you.